This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man with a taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man stole a face. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
If it weren't for journalists digging into this, we wouldn't know about it. But when you hear about anonymous sources, when you hear about leaks from the White House or from the government,
right,
this is the, what that's so important.
That's what you do when a story is fake, as they love to say. You correct it.
And others might be looking at it as the press having scored some points against this White House.
A big moment for investigative journalism. This has been
moment.
A story led by the Washington Post, the New York Times, the
huge
CNNs of the world.
And the responsible journalistic outlets like the Washington Post, the New York Times, and CNN are vetting that information before they put it out there. Their refusal to bring out facts that would have never come to light without journalists doing their job.
It's the leaks and great journalism that led to what we're talking about. There were leaks and great journalism that definitely led
to this.
What we're seeing playing out on the pages of the New York Times and the Washington Post, that's real journalism. That's real reporting. And that's a real public service to this country.
This is what journalism is.
Hello, America! That is, of course, the media patting themselves on the back because they think they've done such a great job of basically repeating information that they've been given. This is what great journalism is about. Notice how they repeat the same phraseology. It's as if I'll give you an analogy. If I, for instance, are given the test questions before a test, and I ace the test, and I say, "Well, you know, this comes from me being such a great student." No, it's because you cheated, okay? But nobody knows that, so you go out and you tout yourself as saying, "Oh, you know, I've done a great job here. I'm a great student. Look what I was able to do." No, you're a good cheater, okay? Because that's what's going on here. These stories that are coming out are nothing more than innuendo and conjecture. There's no facts behind any of these stories, any of these quote-unquote leaks. And it's really amazing that the media thinks somehow they've gotten over on the Trump presidency. And really, you know, when Steve Bannon talks about how the media is the opposition, there is no question that the media is clearly the opposition, because the media has, again, joined with elements within the deep state. Okay? And when I talk about the deep state, very important to understand what I'm talking about. For instance, And these are elements that are within the government now that are working against you. These are faceless, unelected bureaucrats that are deeply entrenched within Washington, and they have been for decades. We got to get rid of these people. Really. You know, when Donald Trump talks about draining the swamp, this is exactly what he was talking about. So that's why you've got people like, of course, the usual suspects. You know, you got the Lindsey Grahams, the John McCains, the Bill Kristol. Case in point, Bill Kristol. Bill Kristol, who just, I think last week said that, you know, we have to replace white people because they're fat and lazy. Meanwhile, he's busting out of his seams. So he tweeted out his preference for a political victory by the deep state above the nation's laws and over President Donald Trump's voters and policies. Here's what Bill Kristol said. This is what he tweeted out yesterday. Obviously, strongly prefer normal Democrat and constitutional policies, but if it comes to it, prefer the deep state to the Trump state. That is horrific, but it's instructive to look into the mind of a typical Washington bureaucrat firmly ensconced within the deep state. Now, the deep state, just so people realize what I'm talking about, is jargon for the semi-hidden army of bureaucrats, officials, retired officials, legislators, contracts, and media people who support and defend the established government policies. Those deep state officials include the intelligence, law enforcement, and national security officials who worked in President Barack Obama's administration, and who are still working in permanent or temporary positions in the White House and in surrounding agencies. Now, many of these officials are believed to be leaking information from within the White House to allies in the anti-Trump media, including one Bill Kristol. Coming after Flynn's departure, Kristol's tweet indicates his support for the semi-hidden and potentially illegal actions by government officials who helped push out Flynn by taping and leaking his private calls from the Russian ambassador. Okay, now, remember that throughout the election, Bill Kristol strongly opposed Donald Trump. Remember that, and that hasn't changed. And the reason being, look, remember, Donald Trump comes out and he says immediately, look, all the donor class, all these lobbyists, all you people, basically he said, you guys are done. You think these people are just going to take this? Sitting down, they're just going to go, oh, okay, cool, we're done. No. Their lives depend on it. Okay? They got kids at Sidwell Friends School. They live in a house in Georgetown. Okay? They hang out at the same parties. They vacation together. I've said this so many times. See, now you're seeing. See, look, winning the election, as hard as that was, which was monumental, the fact that Donald Trump was able to overcome the media, the Democrat Party, the establishment, to actually win. Think about the fact that, and what he accomplished just to win. Now he's got to go to war with the deep state. Understand that. Understand what's going on. Because it's not obvious. And it's purposely not obvious. You got to dig. You got to do your homework to really understand what's going on, and you got to read between the lines. Because if you just rely on the media, well, they're going to tell you what they want you to know. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number. The selective outrage of the mainstream media and Democrats is a truly remarkable thing to behold. Where was the outrage when then-President Barack Obama leaned into then-Russian President Dmitry Medvedev and whispered he would have more flexibility to work with Russia after the 2012 election? And it was a message that Medvedev promptly indicated he would deliver to Vladimir Putin. Listen, just as a reminder, I want you to listen to this. Okay.
My life is much safer.
Yeah, and
after my election, I have more flexibility.
Yeah, and I transmit this information to Vladimir and my family.
All right, remember that? Remember that? Where was the outrage for that? I mean, you didn't even talk about it. It was no big deal. Okay? Right? I remember that. He literally whispered into Russian president's ear, telling him, don't worry about this stuff. And by the way, they were talking about the nuclear deal. And Obama said, don't worry, I'll have a little more flexibility. What's the difference between that and the Russian sanctions? I mean, we didn't, at that time, for all we knew, Obama could have lost to Romney at the time. Remember, this was before the election. See, it's literally the exact same thing that Michael Flynn did. He reached out to his counterpart. And even if they talked about the Russian sanctions that had just been put on by Obama for God knows what, oh, yes, because they interfered with the election. Speaking of which, so there's this New York Times article. It's a big deal, this article. I got it last night in a news flash. Breaking news. Trump campaign aides had repeated contacts with Russian intelligence. Now, I want to read part of this. Phone records and intercepted calls show that members of Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign and other Trump associates had repeated contacts with senior Russian intelligence officials in the year before the election, according to four current and former U.S. officials, which, by the way, are unnamed sources. Okay. U.S. law enforcement intelligence agencies intercepted the communications around the same time that they were discovering evidence that Russia was trying to disrupt the presidential election by hacking into the Democrat National Committee, three of the officials said. The intelligence agencies then sought to learn whether the Trump campaign was colluding with the Russians on the hacking or other efforts to influence the elections. Now, here's the key point here. The officials interviewed in recent weeks said that so far, they have seen no evidence of such cooperation. The article then goes on to talk about how, you know, Trump and Trump loves Vladimir Putin and also talks about Paul Manafort. But as I read this story, it dawned upon me that I had read this before. And lo and behold, I went and I did some research and I checked. It's exactly the same article, almost word for word, that the New York Times put out over the summer. Okay? When they did a character assassination against Paul Manafort. Okay? In this, they say this. The officials had said one of the advisors picked up on the calls was Paul Manafort, who was Trump's campaign chairman for several months last year and worked as a political consultant in Russia and Ukraine. The call logs and intercepted communications are part of a larger trove of information that the FBI is shifting through as it investigates the links between Trump's associates and the Russian government, as well as the DNC hack, according to federal law enforcement officials. Manafort, who has not been charged with any crimes, dismissed the accounts of the U.S. officials in a telephone interview. Okay, this is all old news. All old news. And again, deeply buried within this story, okay, is this. Let me just find this here. It goes on to say, basically, oh, here we go. The FBI has spent several months investigating the leads in the dossier, but has yet to confirm any of its most explosive allegations. This is a big nothing story. But yet the New York Times rolls it out as if this is it. Trump campaign aides had repeated contacts with Russian intelligence. Okay, that's what governments do. That's what people do. They reach out to their counterparts in other foreign governments. This is what we do. It's called international relations. It's called foreign affairs. This is ridiculous. And by the way, it is also illegal, the fact that this has been leaked. But again, selective outrage, the fact that you're hearing nothing about this from the media, nobody cares about it, the fact that this stuff was leaked, and it's illegal, but nobody cares about that part. No. And remember how they cared before about the, they didn't care really about the substance of the emails. They cared about the leak. Now it's the opposite. Now they care about the substance of the communications, but not the fact that this has been leaked. Because, again, remember how upset the Democrats were that this information was leaked. And when presented with saying to them, well, all this stuff is true, they ignored that part. Okay? They didn't want to comment on that. It was the leak. It was the fact that this was leaked to WikiLeaks. Remember the John Podesta emails? This story has been kicking around now for months. And yet, they've tried to have this take hold, try as they might. Nothing's happened. I'll be right back.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym. Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors. Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Pack it up, pack it in, let me begin. Pack in the wind, battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever slack up, don't give it a back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up, all your hands up.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I said this is going to happen, and now you're hearing it from the left. Case in point, that dude, Sally Cohn, okay, says that if we impeach Trump and Pence, Hillary will become president. Okay? Let me explain. With the resignation of General Michael Flynn as White House National Security Advisor, there is now wishful thinking on the left that has reached an absurd level. Case in point, Sally Cohn. In a tweet on Wednesday morning, Cohn suggested that the impeachment of President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence is inevitable, and this will lead directly to Hillary Clinton becoming president. She tweeted this out. Straightforward from here. Number one, impeach Trump and Pence. Number two, constitutional crisis. Number three, call special election. Number four, Ryan versus Clinton. Number five, President Clinton. Okay, let me break this down. Now, I understand this is wishful thinking, and you might get tons of retweets and accolades from the alt-left Twittersphere. But it's absolutely divorced from any reality, and in fact. Now, let's go over this. This Sally Cohn... Hillary Clinton fan fiction. One at a time. Number one, impeach Trump and Pence. The Constitution allows the president and vice president to be impeached by the House of Representatives for treason, bribery, and other high crimes and misdemeanors. Okay? Remember, the House of Representatives can impeach the president for treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. There's precisely zero evidence that Trump and or Pence engage in behavior that is even remotely approaching any of these charges. If you can show me treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors, then I'm all with you. Number two, the constitutional crisis of which she talks about. If Trump and Pence were to be impeached, there would be no constitutional crisis, as the remedy is clearly spelled out in the Constitution and the Presidential Succession Act of 1947. Article 2, Section 1, Clause 6 of the U.S. Constitution gives Congress the authority to create a line of succession in the event that the president and vice president are unable to discharge their duties. In 1947, Congress passed the Presidential Succession Act, which reads, number one, if by reason of death, resignation, removal from office, inability, or failure to qualify, there is neither a president nor vice president to discharge the powers and duties of the office of president, then the Speaker of the House of Representatives shall, upon his resignation as Speaker and as representative in Congress, act as president. Number two, the same rule shall apply in the case of death, resignation, removal from office, or inability of an individual acting as president under this subsection. So, if Trump and Pence were impeached, the presidency would legally fall to House Speaker Paul Ryan. There wouldn't be an election because of the Succession Act. Number three, she calls for a special election in her tweet, Sally Cohn, whereas Sally ignored the law in the case of point two, and she appears to simply make up new laws in the case of three, calling for a special election. Who would call for this special election, and by what authority? Nowhere in the Constitution is Congress or any other branch of government given the authority to call for such an election. Ignoring the absurdity of number three, how do House Speaker Paul Ryan and Hillary Clinton automatically become the contestants in Sally's fantasy special election? Why does a failure in presidential politics get to represent the Democrat Party when she's already been rejected by the nation twice? Which leads me to number five, President Clinton. No. 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 Okay? And then there is Michael Moore. Okay? I just want to read this to you. This gets better and better. So, liberal filmmaker Michael Moore blasted President Trump on Tuesday, calling the commander-in-chief a Russian traitor while urging him to vacate the White House. Yes. At Real Donald Trump, it's now noontime in D.C. and it appears you are still squatting in our Oval Office. I gave you till this morning to leave. Moore wrote in a tweet. What part of vacate, you Russian traitor, don't you understand? We can do this the easy way, you resign, or the hard way, impeachment. He later added. I got to tell you, this is really outrageous here. Okay? And it really borders on treason. I mean, what is he talking about, Michael Moore? How's he going to get him? Oh, that's right. They're going to impeach him now. Right? They're going to impeach him now. And, again, as I said, how exactly are you going to impeach a duly elected government and a president? There has to be some kind of high crimes and misdemeanors, some kind of treason, some kind of bribery, something. You can't just willy-nilly impeach someone based on the fact that you don't like them. It doesn't work that way, Michael Moore. It doesn't work that way, Sally Cohn. Regardless of what you may think. Now, trust me when I tell you that this is going to be the mantra going forward. We're going to hear this slow drumbeat of impeachment. It's been 3 weeks, people. Take a chill pill, okay? In fact, I was getting my hair cut today. So I go to the barber, and I'm waiting to get my hair cut. And there's a guy in there, and he starts talking about how we're living in scary times. It's never been like this before. And I told the guy, I said, like, what are you talking about? He's like, it's never been like this, ever. And I'm like, really? What are you talking about? He's like, we're living in really scary times. I go, dude, it's been 3 weeks. What are you talking about? I mean, really? What are you talking about? You see, the media has been successful, really, in whipping up fear and angst among everyone. And they've done a great job, I have to say. The left is really good at scaring the crap out of everybody. Along, of course, with the media. But it's based on absolutely nothing. Like, think about it. Has your life changed in the last 3 weeks? No. We'll be right back.
The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Trump has done it, and the leaders of the New World Order aren't happy. Widespread civil unrest is coming, and major cities will burn. Are you prepared? Infidel Body Armor is more than just armor, and it's more affordable than ever. Protect your family. Get the gear and training you need. The Ultimate Shooter Kit is on sale and ships free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Chadwick Moore is a 33-year-old journalist who lives in Williamsburg. He had been a lifelong liberal. Then last September, he penned a profile for Out Magazine of Milo Yiannopoulos, a controversial and, of course, outspoken critic of feminism, Muslims, and gay rights, despite being openly gay himself. Although the Out story didn't take a positive stance, or any stance for that matter, on Yiannopoulos, Moore found himself basically attacked by fellow Democrats and ostracized by longtime friends. So he wrote a piece for the New York Post. I'm a gay New Yorker and I'm coming out as a conservative. And he writes this. When Out Magazine assigned me to interview with the Breitbart.com rabble-rouser Milo Yiannopoulos, I knew it would be controversial. In the gay and liberal communities in particular, he is a provocative and loathed figure, and I knew featuring him in such a liberal publication would get negative attention. He has been repeatedly kicked off Twitter for, among other things, reportedly inciting racist, sexist bullying of Ghostbusters actress Leslie Jones. Before interviewing Yiannopoulos, I thought he was a nasty attention whore, but I wanted to do a neutral piece on him that simply put the facts out there. After the story posted online in the early hours of September 21st, I woke up with more than 100 Twitter notifications on my iPhone. Trolls were calling me a Nazi. Death threats rolled in, and a joke photo that I posted for in a burqa served as proof that I am an Islamophobe. I am not. Most disconcertingly, it wasn't just strangers voicing radical discontent. Personal friends of mine, men in their 60s who had been my longtime mentors, were coming at me. They wrote on Facebook that the story was irresponsible and dangerous. A dozen or so people unfriended me. A petition was circulated online condemning the magazine and my article. All I had done was write a balanced story on an outspoken Trump supporter for a liberal gay magazine, and now I was being attacked. I felt alienated and frightened. I laid low for a week or so. Finally, I decided to go out to my local gay bar in Williamsburg, where I've been a regular for 11 years. I ordered a drink, but nothing felt the same. Half the place, people with whom I'd shared many laughs, seemed to be giving me the cold shoulder. Upon me seeing me, a friend who normally greets me with a big hug and kiss pivoted and turned away. Frostiness spread far beyond the bar, too. My best friend, with whom I typically hung out multiple times per week, was suddenly perpetually unavailable. Finally, on Christmas Eve, he sent me a long text calling me a monster, asking where my heart and soul went, and saying that all our other friends are laughing at me. I realized that for the first time in my adult life, I was outside of the liberal bubble and looking in. What I saw was ugly, lockstep, incurious, and mean-spirited. So I returned to the bar a few nights later. I don't give up easily, and I hit it off with a stranger. As so many conversations do these days, ours turned to politics. I told him that I'm against Trump's wall, but in favor of strengthening our borders. He called me a Nazi and walked away. I felt awful, but not so awful that I would keep opinions to myself. And I began to realize that maybe my opinions just didn't fit in with the liberal status quo, which seems to mean that you must absolutely hate Trump, his supporters, and everything they believe. If you dare not to protest or boycott Trump, you are a traitor. If you dare to question liberal stances or make an effort toward understanding why conservatives think the way they do, you are a traitor. It can seem like liberals are actually against free speech if it fails to conform with the way they think, and I don't want to be part of that club anymore. It's exactly what I have said many times here on the show, that liberals love diversity, just not diversity of thought. And by the way, can you come up with something better than Nazi? You're a Nazi, you're a Nazi. I mean, it's just so tired. He goes on to write, it used to be that if you were a gay, educated atheist living in New York, you had no choice but to be liberal. But as I met more Trump supporters with whom I was able to have engaging civil discussions about issues that impact us all, I realized that I like these people, even if I have some issues with Trump himself. For example, I don't like his travel ban or the cabinet choices he's made. But I finally had to admit to myself that I am closer to the right than where the left is today. And yes, just 3 months ago, I voted for Hillary Clinton. When I was growing up in the Midwest, coming out to my family at age 15 was one of the hardest things I've ever done. Today, it's just as nerve-wracking coming out to all of New York as a conservative. But like when I was 15, it's also weirdly exciting. I've already told my father, and it's brought me closer to my father. He's a Republican and a farmer in Iowa, and for years, we just didn't have very much to talk about. But after Trump's inauguration, we chatted for 2 hours, bonding over the ridiculousness of lefties. But we also got serious. He told me that he's proud of my writing, and I opened up about my personal life in a way I never had before to him. I've made some new friends and also lost some who refused to speak to me. I've come around on Republican pundit Ann Coulter, who I now think is smart and funny and not a totally hateful, self-righteous bigot. A year ago, this would have been unfathomable to me. I even went on a date this past week with a good-looking Republican construction worker, someone I previously would not have given a shot. I hope to find out that it pays to keep an open mind, and I hope that New Yorkers can be as open-minded and accepting of my new status as a conservative man as they've been about my sexual orientation. You see, if you are gay, okay, you cannot come out as being conservative. I've actually had this conversation before with some gay friends of mine. I have one particular friend of mine who, and I have told him this for years, said to just come out. And he goes, you know, I can't come out. I can't come out because, like literally, he said to me, he's afraid of coming out as a conservative. And I said, you're a drag queen. What are you talking about? You dress up. I mean, and this person's, by the way, is a famous a drag queen that I've known for years. I said, you're a drag queen. What are you talking about? He's like, I can't. I can't do it. Even though he's constantly posting on Facebook and he's a big Trump supporter. He's like, I just can't do it. Because I'll be ostracized by my community. And it's just, again, typical of the left and how they are the Nazis. They are the intolerant ones. It's it's bizarro world we're living in now. We've been living in now. And hopefully we're going to right the ship here very soon. Because I don't want to live in bizarro world. That's what the last 8 years have been. Bizarro world. And it's not a fun place to be. Okay? I like living in real world. Okay? That's where I want to live. Real world. Not bizarro world. Real world. And just as I have said, the left does not like diversity of thought. No, no, no. They don't even want to engage. They have become the new brown shirts. They have become, I dare say, the Nazis. They have become the intolerant ones. But as I've always said, show me a liberal and I will show you a totalitarian waiting to get out. We'll be right back. The madness and the mayhem continue in a moment.
Tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a teen today at marchforbabies.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.